1. As for the rich in this world, charge them not to be conceited or arrogant, nor to set their hopes on uncertain riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. Now, the first half of that verse, we spoke a little about last week about how money, if you focus on money, it can actually ruin your life. So we're not to be focused on that. But the other thing I would like to add, and so that was this is a verse to the rich, really, which in the world, we're in the top 5% of people in the whole world. So we would be included in that rich a category. But we are to put our hope, set our hope, not on uncertain riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. I just want to concentrate for the message today on that last half of the verse, that God provides us richly with everything to enjoy. Firstly, we could ask yourself a question. What do you enjoy? Some people love gardening, digging the soil, planting seeds, tending plants, flowers, vegetables and fruit trees. Do you like Costa on television when he digs the garden and tells you about all the richness of the soil and what you can do? He enjoys it and he passes his enjoyment over to us. Others like catching a salmon, going over to Locke's Well and catching a salmon and then taking it home and cooking it and eating it. A wonderful thing if you've never done it. It's very enjoyable. Some people love to play, a bit out of season at the moment, play tennis. But boy, does Ash Barty enjoy playing tennis. And we enjoy watching her. A beautiful stroke, a long backhand stroke or a master serve that just aces your opponent. Very enjoyable moments. Others love fast water skiing on the Murray River, belting along and the water's spurting up, and it's a lovely, beautiful setting, just fun. Some love to watch Rory Sloane kick a long goal, hoping to sink the power. And if that happens next week, I won't be here to know anything about it. Some people like to sip a delicious glass of cold homemade ginger beer on a hot summer's day. For others, it's sitting with a warm cup of soup in the winter fire, next to the winter fire. Some people just love reading a good book undisturbed. Leave me alone and read a book. For others, it's jamming on the guitar with a bunch of fun musicians or belting the drum skins till everybody's full of enjoyment. These are God's gifts to us. Some just enjoy good sleeping or painting a mountain range or painting a person. One of my favourite TV shows is Arne Doe. Have you seen him? How he can paint the life and sparkle into someone's eyes and put it on canvas and capture their whole life. It is amazing. And it gives enormous pleasure to us who look with wonder that a human being can do that. Well, he's made in the image and likeness of God. He's got an eye for creativity for a human being. Others enjoy exploring, meeting people from distant lands, learning to speak another language. Some people love to watch a romantic drama that makes them cry. Others enjoy talking happily with little children. I love talking to my grandchildren. They are so full of wonder. They learn a new word or a new letter of the alphabet, or they want to show, they are just enjoying life. Others enjoy things like sharing the Christian gospel, the message, with another person, so they too can come into hope. And they go, wow, I never knew God had such a great plan for the world. And he's raised Jesus from the dead, never to die again. Wow, I never knew that. And that means you can hope and follow Jesus as well. One of the things I'm not mentioning today is that Jesus, when I say I'm not mentioning it, except for this sentence, is that Jesus suffered and died, and Christians share in suffering for the benefit and blessing of the world. One day you'll realise all of your suffering, God has turned it to make it to the praise of his glory. So, but we're not on suffering today. That's not our focus. But we are so glad Jesus suffered on Calvary to take our sins away. And do you know, he enjoyed coming into this world to serve us. He enjoyed teaching us. He enjoyed walking by the Sea of Galilee and pointing to the birds to watch them, to look out and see the fields being sown with grain. And talk. He loved the creation and he loved to be part of it. But he also loved human beings. He loved you so much that his enjoyment, he said, I love to do the Father's will, and I'm going to go to Calvary and I will gladly take your sins away. So he suffered and died for our pleasure, for our enjoyment, that we might have eternal life. Wow. God richly provides us with everything to enjoy and has secured our eternal joy forever. There's one question, you know, we used to teach catechisms and things, and one of the old catechisms was, what is the whole duty and life of a human being about? What is it? And the answer, does anyone know the answer? To love God and to enjoy him forever. So you're to actually enjoy God and the creation made renewed, made new, the whole universe made new by Jesus' resurrection power. That is his enjoyment gift to you. And yet for a little while you endure sufferings. But Paul says, they can't be compared to the glory that's about to be revealed to us. The task of a Christian is, and I'm going to say this in a kind of theological way to make you think. On the last day, we started with, you know, second was the dome and so on. We had the light and darkness. We came along, we got the plants and the animals, human beings. And what was the last day? He hallowed the day and he called it holy. And the couple were in the garden, they were placed in the Garden of Eden. When then sin came into the world, they were put outside of the Garden of Eden and they couldn't get back in. The original plan of God was always to extend the borders of Eden from just that garden, to extend it right over the whole earth. A bad example of that is Hitler wanted to extend the borders of Germany so he could take over the whole earth. Terrible. But God's plan is to extend the beautiful, holy, glorious Garden of Eden, so that it goes right over the whole earth. To Edenize the world, okay? So when you go home and have lunch, talk about Edenizing the world. That's our task. to bring Eden to the whole world, extend the borders out. This was ever God's plan, and I'll just tell you a verse that tells us how that's the case. An old prophet by the name of Habakkuk said, "The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." So the same way that the waters are over the sea, God's glory will fill the whole earth. And whenever you think of glory, think of holiness. Whenever you think of holiness, glory goes with it. So they both go together. The heaviness, wonderful weight of glory, and the purity and beauty of holiness. Now, for me to finish, you are already doing this. You're starting this when you say grace. Do you ever say grace at home before you eat your food? Do you? You can. Okay. Well, this is what you might do. You might say, "Dear Lord, thank you for this delicious food which I'm about to eat. Bless the food to our use. Bless the food to our use and us to your service, for Christ's sake. Amen." Well, Timothy, the same letter we're talking about here, he has that. And he tells us the reason why we do that. He says this: "Everything," Timothy 1, Timothy 4:4, "for everything created by God is good." Are shellfish good? Created by God? Yeah. "Everything created by God is good, and nothing's to be rejected, provided it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by God's word and by prayer." So, dear Lord, we're speaking you a word, sanctify this food. It's a new grace, you could say. Dear Lord, sanctify this food and us as well, so we can extend the borders of Eden. And then you might say, "Lord, bless our house, so everybody who comes into our home enjoys your presence, be here in our home, and we'll extend the borders of that so everybody that comes." And then there's a church, a holy community, with an explosion of joy at Pentecost, and out they go and say, "Come in and enjoy the presence of the Lord." And that's to move out over the whole earth. Can you get the picture? So that glory, holiness, and the enjoyment of God and all he's made is part of God's plan. That's what it means to be a Christian. And God's presence, we're told, one of the Psalms says, "In God's presence there is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore." How about that? So there's wonderful news when you... It's a little bit sad when you die. Everybody's going to miss you for a little while. They are. Very sad. But, you know, you must keep hoping. You must keep living in hope, because through faith in Jesus Christ, he's going to raise you from the grave to enjoy eternal life, and your loved ones will eventually gather up and join with you. How about that? It's going to be good. And the gardens will be better than Costa's. And the fishing will be better than Locke's Well. And the joy and glory of the Lord will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. Friends, yes, we'll talk about suffering on Good Friday. We'll talk about it on another day. Today we're praying for people who, in Barnabas Fund, persecuted Christians are suffering for this good message. However, I also want you to remember and to enjoy life. Just take a little moment occasionally and look how much you enjoy. You know, last night it poured with rain, and certain things about that afternoon evening weren't especially enjoyable to me. However, I was under a roof while it was raining, and I had some joyful food with my son. We ate some food together. And there are other pleasurable things happening in life. So when you suffer a little bit, hold on for 7 or 14 days until you have another enjoyable moment. Friends, may God bless you. I'm going to be away enjoying some leaves, and I'm thankful for that for the next few weeks. Longest leave I've ever had, long service leave. And I pray that you'll enjoy. Simon's coming back to visit next week and preach. Come and be part of it. Enjoy being together again. We've got Rob Morgan at the end of that period, some low preachers in between, and it should be enjoyable. Thanks for the service this morning, and let's go out and enjoy our friendship with the Lord, even in our sad times, difficult times. May God add his blessing to the word and extend those borders of Eden. Amen. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you for everything to enjoy. May we be filled with the spirit of joy that Jesus has had in his heart all this time. And may we continue to share the joy, yes, amidst our sadness, amidst our tears, amidst the difficult things, and even sometimes we have boring things. But Lord, help us to enjoy life as Christian people, because Jesus is risen from the grave. In his name we pray. Amen.
I'm going to sing another song, which is a new one to us, and it is about that extending the borders of Eden. The earth is yours, holy, holy, holy Lord. If you were here early, you have heard this song and you will know it already. But if you haven't, then just join in when you feel that you can. Okay, let's stand and sing. Oh, and we're going to take up the offering in this song also. Thank you.
Your voice, it thunders, the oaks start twisting, the forest sounds with cedars breaking. The waters see you and start their writhing, from the depths a song is rising. Now it's rising from the ground. Your voice, it thunders, the ground is shaking, the mighty mountains now are trembling. Creation sees you and starts composing, the fields and trees, they start rejoicing. Now it's rising from the ground.